All right. Good afternoon, and I apologize for getting us started a little bit late. I'll call the meeting to order. It is about 2:06, and we do have the Secretary of State and the Treasurer on the line.
Correct.
Okay. Thank you. Then our first matter of business for this agenda then are the minutes from the May 18 meeting. Those are distributed. Hopefully you've had a chance to review them. Motion to approve. Is anybody prepared to second that?
Ms. Matt, I can second it.
Okay. Any discussion about the minutes? All right, then all in favor of approval, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Matt.
This is Vicki. Can I ask who made the motion to approve the minutes? I didn't hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry. It was me, Brad.
Okay, thank you. Sorry.
Are you there, Doug?
Yeah, I said yes.
Okay.
Sorry, Doug. I didn't hear it either. Sometimes if we talk at the same time, you don't hear everybody. So, good. Then all are in favor and they're approved. We do have loans.
Oh, my goodness. I never saw so many. 23 loans.
Right.
Yep,
the loans, Mr. Chairman, have been approved for public purpose.
Thank you. Do we have I'll make a motion to approve the loans.
I guess given the treasurer's approach, I will have to second it.
Okay.
I have a question.
Okay, good. Then we can have the discussion. Go ahead, Doug.
All of these say general obligation. I guess that's standard. No matter whether it's a pickup truck or there's some refinancing there. There's several that are refinancing. Well, I guess I see a couple that are refinancing loans. And if they do that, are they paying that little penalty thing we have or whatever?
Doug, we do not have a penalty for refinancing loans.
They have to borrow money on a new loan immediately.
That's right. We create a hurdle for them to allow them to refinance BCPL debt.
So all these are doing that properly except that one we talked about. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Okay.
Are you done? I wasn't sure if you were done or not, Doug.
Okay, so we've got 23 loans of just under $7.5 million.
This is Matt. I just have one question. When you have a second, Brad?
Yes, go ahead.
Only one concern, and I don't think it actually pertains to any of the loans today. I called the school district about item number 13, which is a school district loan to the independent school district. And the thing that caught my eye was the purpose being finance energy efficiency building upgrades. And it's been in the news lately. I think it was in the State Journal. I have an article from the Wisconsin Taxpayers Alliance as well, just talking about how a few years back in 2009, it was an obscure law was passed to allow school districts to start to bring in money for energy efficiency projects outside the revenue limits. And in the law that was passed, it allowed them to utilize a board of commissioners under trust fund loans. And I don't believe there's any on today, but I believe in the last week, which we just met, or 2 weeks ago, a couple of loans did fall under that. So basically we're then, I know, you know, a lot of people over at the staff don't want to get involved in what the loans are, what the purpose are, as long as it's a public purpose. But I certainly have concerns knowing that we're, in theory, and again, I am not supporting the loans right now, but that these loans are being used to go outside the revenue limits. So The legislature did have a bill. It was Assembly Bill 449 by a few Republican legislators. I don't believe they didn't get it passed, but I know the lead of the bill, Representative Nealon. I fully support the bill, and it's something that's exploded. Back when it was passed in 2010, I think it started about $5 million, and the last few years it's been almost $40 or $50 million a year. So it's quite a bit of money.
Oh.
Anybody have a comment?
Yeah. This is Tom. I'm more than happy to do some more research on that. I was under the impression that they had expanded it, that they could borrow that from any lender for that purpose.
So you're correct. You're right. Any lender, bond, note, or aura.
Yeah.
But I'm saying these loans are authorizing it, and it is authorizing local school districts. The local school board has to vote for it, but it's not necessarily unanimous. I know I checked on one of the ones last time. It was, I think, 5-3. And they're basically going outside the revenue limits, which have been around for a very long time, and people like them. So this, in a lot of cases, they're doing things that are just normal operations, but it's being utilized differently. And if you read the article, like I said, it was in the State Journal talking about this. It's just something to think about going forward. And I know I would like on the school loans going forward, any that are for energy efficiency projects, I'd like to know if that's the point of it, if it's going outside the revenue limits.
I wonder for us, are we wading too far into the politics if we start having that discussion or making that assessment?
You're right in some regard, and I know the staff has always said they're approving, but I just personally, and I understand that I'm the one that doesn't support the loans as a concept, but I just think it's an extra problem in that this is something that needs to be, fixed at the legislature, and I think they're going to do it. But, I mean, if you look at it and read that article, it's a real problem that the school districts are just doing normal operations outside of the revenue limits.
Okay. I feel like that's a battle for them to have in another venue. I'd be very worried about us picking what kind of loans we like best, as long as it's something that, on the face of the law, is legal for us to do. If it's a bad policy on their part, I just don't know how that we should get involved in that.
No, I get your point. There's nothing specifically for us to do. I'm just going to look at the loans going forward and because I think we're one of the venues that they use to do a lot of these loans. Because it's not that they're spending cash money, and typically they're using either bonds or using us to spend money that they don't have to do energy efficiency upgrades. And that was only put into law in 09. But you're right to the point of it doesn't matter anything specifically today.
Okay. All right. Any other discussion? Then all in favor of approving the 23 loans at just under $7.5 million, say aye. Aye, Brad.
This is Matt. I'm a no.
Okay. I'll save the day. Doug, yes.
All right. Okay. Then is this a good point then to let Alex to open it up for questions? Is that the purpose?
Yeah, if you'll go along with this, instead of going right to new business, if we could get this done, because Alex, his clock is ticking, and just as soon save his time. We finalized today the term sheet with the Center District and DOA and all the bond council. And Alex is here to answer any questions. And if I could have, Tom and Rich probably each put in excess of 100 hours on this process in the last 2.5-3 weeks. And I think we've come to a good result. The actual borrowing is $35 million, not 45 or 50. And the reason it's a little lower is that the bond market became more favorable, actually, since the bad jobs report. And as a result, the Center District was able to narrow the amount of gap they needed from us to borrow to finish their project, complete their project borrowing. So we're loaning them $35 million under the terms that we've all understood in the past. And I'll let Tom get into some of the detail, and then Alec is here to answer any questions.
Well, Jonathan, you provided a really good summary. What we had presented the board at the last meeting were, in essence, the material terms to the transaction, and those material terms have not changed. The one number that did change on there was the amount that they are going to borrow from us. We had asked for authority to borrow up, or to lend up to $50 million, and they determined that they were only going to need $35 million, and so that's where we settled. Most of the rest of the conversations were with some of the minutia of the deal in terms of...
sort of beating the lawyers off with a stick.
Well, they need to eat too, right? So, but that's what we've spent our time on in the last couple of days, just making sure that we are getting those loose ends tied up. And we appreciate the help of Alex on that, and he's here to answer any more questions we have.
I presume that the agreement for the facility includes the unanimous amendment that we passed.
You bet.
Including the money they set aside.
You're correct, Doug.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Anything you want to add, Alex?
No. Mr. German is very, very complete in describing it.
That's it, then.
I'm satisfied. We discussed this pretty thoroughly 2 weeks ago, and I don't have any other questions.
Very good. We'll be executing this loan sometime later today at our end. The documents are flying around as we speak.
Doug, here, just a curious question. What are we going to do about publicity? We're going to hold a press conference in the governor's conference room and hand them a big check, or what's the plan?
I think the plan is to keep as low a profile as reasonably possible. Meaning, it's from our standpoint, it's just basically a good loan that is going to earn 6.25% interest for our stakeholders. On one side, it's maybe not as good as we'd like because we're pretty sure that they're going to take us out in 6 to 8 years. But we'll enjoy that interest rate for 6 to 8 years, more likely. I guess what I'm thinking, I didn't want to be sarcastic, Doug. It seems to me that any publicity belongs to the Center District and DOA, not us. We're just a bond purchaser, if you want to get right down to it.
Okay.
That's all I got on that.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you then, Alex.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome to stay, but you don't have to.
Thank you very much. I'll stay in case something comes up. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. Then we can go back to item number 4, and this is one that you requested, Matt.
Yeah, and I think we've kind of already talked about this. I know when I spoke to Jonathan that it's something that we're going to probably do. I just want to know, you know, when. I think obviously the investments that we make is the most important thing we do here. So I think obviously your schedule, Mr. Chairman, is the most difficult, but I'm more than happy to work around it. And if there's a time where we can meet in person to talk about investments, I think it'd be a good idea.
Okay. I like the in-person meetings when we can do it, so.
Mr. Chairman, this is Jonathan. This in-person meeting we would intend, if with your concurrence, to bring in the two business school deans that, with whom we've been working and to have sort of a full explication of what the investment policy options are, some of the recommendations that sort of a menu of recommendations that we think are worthy of consideration, and then a good discussion by the board with the ability to ask questions of both Tom and Rich and myself, as well as these two gentlemen from the business school, Brian Helmer and what's the other gentleman's name?
Mark Reddy.
Mark Reddy. And they've been very, very helpful. We're ready to go on that meeting at any time that is convenient for you now. This Center deal sort of slid us back a little bit, or we might have been talking about this at a previous board meeting. So looking at Doug's schedule, sometime during the week of July 5th, it looks to be the earliest we could do this.
I'll make myself available for whatever the Attorney General can do.
Okay. We'll have Donna get to work on that with you, and we'll figure it out.
Okay, and I'll cause some documents to be distributed as soon as these business school deans have kind of massaged it, but certainly 2 or 3, 4 days before the meeting.
Okay. Then the next item, also requested by the treasurer, possible RFP or RFI by investment advisors to make best investments. This seems to be something that probably should happen after we have the discussion about...
I think you're right.
Yeah.
I just put it on there as something that we... I don't think we're going to have to... We wouldn't have to pay necessarily consultants. You can bring in consultants, but, I mean, if a group of people are going to be possibly investing money, you know, $50 million, $100 million, possibly more, I get the feeling there's a lot of locals in Wisconsin. This is just a list of five top ones in Wisconsin. I'm sure there's plenty others, but, you know, people that's all they do for a living, so I think it would make sense that we could talk about that in our private, you know, our in-person meeting and then go from there.
Okay. Regarding that in-person meeting, I guess I'm going backward. There's the potential for it to be a closed or open meeting. Is there something that would be proprietary or that we shouldn't have in an open session?
This is Matt. I think if we're going to talk about possible investment ideas that could be different, or I think obviously whatever day we do it would have to be clear there's no decision to be made on that day if we go closed. That would be the most appropriate way so nobody thought anything was being done, you know, just be a discussion, no vote. But I think there's some benefit to be had. I don't know about yourself or the Secretary of State, but, you know, there's certain things we might want to say that might not, in regards to investment, that might not be, you know, is a strategy that might be better in closed session.
This is Doug. I honestly don't see any justification for a closed meeting.
Well, that's fine, too. Whatever you guys want to do, it's fine by me.
I have to ask Tom, our lawyer, to think about it.
So I kind of asked, is there anything, you know, that the business school people would be sharing with us that is, you know, proprietary or that they wouldn't want to necessarily make public?
I don't believe so, Brad. If we got into specific investment vehicles and strategies, that might be a basis for closing the meeting. But if we're talking conceptually how we're going to do our investing, Doug's probably right that we. So why don't you let Tom and I research this and make a recommendation?
Okay.
I would like to just do it open if we could. On the other hand, if there's some value in you guys being able to let your hair down and speak totally candidly as you may wish.
I think you guys just defer and figure out what's legal or not legal, but I'm okay either way.
Okay.
I think
we'll have another commission meeting before that.
Sure.
So we'll figure it out then. All right. Then are we ready to move on to number six, I think?
Yeah, this is Matt again. I just threw this on there. It's something, again, we could talk about in that public, that other meeting, but basically we have two types of things that we're managing: our money, which are, you know, cash equivalents, and our land. And I think it's just important to look at what are the options for investing, and there's really just, the way I see it, there's four options, and either the land or the money. And the first option, I listed it for page 17, is, I guess I call it option A, which is what we currently do, where BCPL manages everything. And I've been a proponent, I haven't said this many times, so I don't think it's come as a shock, but I wouldn't be opposed to doing options B, C, or possibly even D, a combination of. So, again, this is stuff we could talk about going forward in our upcoming meetings.
Okay. Then on to number seven, are there any future agenda items anyone wants to discuss now? Ben, any executive secretary report today?
Just a brief one, Brad. I owed you by my own representation, a written summary of land that we were working on selling. I did not get that done because the priority was this center deal. But I will put that in writing, but let me just give you a quick summary of what we are currently working on. We have 3,400 acres of school trust land that we would convey, or we're dickering with the Forest Service to convey to the U.S. Forest Service as we speak. Tom and I will be going down to Milwaukee in July, if we can move that along. it looks to me like that would get resolved within about 14 months if we're really on, if the feds are really on their game. That 3,400 acres that we would transfer to the school, to the U.S. Forest Service would be offset by somewhat less land coming back to us, probably almost a little less than 2,000 acres. We've got 1,200 acres of school trust lands that would be conveyed to Oneida County in negotiation that I can't predict the timetable on right now. Our staff up north is now working on parcel by parcel with the Oneida County Forest Commission. And again, they would receive 1,200 acres and we would receive back something less. And I think the figure I heard was less than 900 acres. Right, Tom? We're working right, oh, we already did. We sold the 86 acres surrounding Pigeon Lake at the last board meeting for $487,000. We're working on selling 2 acres, or two separate parcels of 80 acres in Douglas County, 5 acres in two separate parcels, so a total of 5 acres in Sawyer County, 40 acres in Price County, 600 acres plus in Sawyer County. And then I'm working with a TMO. We offered 700 acres. He selected 200 acres, 160 in Price County and 40 acres in Iron County, which he's filed a federal land exchange on. It looks like that'll proceed. And then we've got 1 acre in Oneida County that we're in the process of closing on, selling to the town of Sugar Camp for their EMS. So it's about, in, not counting the Forest Service in Oneida County, we're looking to sell in excess of about 500 acres right in the next several weeks. And I'll get
with a question for Tom, I guess. I received a communication a week or so ago from someone who was interested in buying some land, and I referred them to you. What happened about that?
I talked to the gentleman, and the land that he's interested in is not land that's owned by us. And so.
Okay. Yeah, he wanted to find out, and I didn't know. But I thank you for dealing with it. Thank you.
Thanks for referring him over, though.
I'll put this report in a written form for the and get you sometime next week.
Okay, I know you've been busy. Don't worry about it. Okay. Anything else in your report, Jonathan?
No, I think we've had enough today. It's been quite a long day already. We've been on the phone since early morning.
Yeah. All right. Wow. Well. Thank you again, Tom and Rich, for all your hard work on that. Then. Unless there's anything else, I'll make a motion to adjourn.
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye. Aye, Brad.
Aye, Doug.
Take care now.
All right, bye. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.